Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to our unique program, Sharing Jesus Effectively with Muslims. Oh, you will enjoy the next few programs. This is a very interesting topic. The life of Abraham. Quickly, Abraham was given the title Friend of God in both the Quran and the Bible. And we tell our Muslim friends that this title actually suggests a very close relationship with God. You know, not everybody is called the friend of God in the Old Testament. It implies that God shared with Abraham many of his secret plans for the future that he would not otherwise have revealed to someone who was just a servant. The Bible states that Abraham was God's friend, and interestingly, the Quran confirmed this fact in Surah 4, for Allah did take Abraham for a friend. Wow. We mentioned to our Muslim friends that the Bible told us about what God revealed to his friend Abraham of his secret plans for the future. And we'll talk about that. We also would like to share with our Muslim friends that Abraham was called the father of all who believe in Romans 4. And in Galatians 3, it is written, understand then that those who have faith are children of Abraham. The same concept I found in the Quran, you know, which exhorts Muslims to follow the religion of Abraham. Surah 3, verse 95. And in Surah 16, Muslims are directed to follow the ways of Abraham. Very interesting. So, Abraham is an example of the true religion and a model for Muslims and for us too. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to Sharing Jesus Effectively with Muslims. Abraham, all true believers of the gospel are to have the same saving faith Abraham had. Abraham was a prototype of the true religion to come. What I'm trying to do, establish some kind of a common ground using Abraham's status in the Quran and in the Bible. But actually, before we get into the depth of Abraham's faith and talk about Abraham more deeply, there is a very important topic which is a promised son to Abraham. Was he Isaac? In Islam, they call him Ishaq or Ishmael. They call him Ismail. God promised Abraham a son. Abraham was fully aware of the physical impossibility for him and his wife, Sarah, to have a son, because they were so old. She was barren. Yet Abraham believed God would fulfill his promise supernaturally. Muslims are taught that the promised son is Ismail. But let us examine what the facts tells us. Quranic references to the promised son and to Isaac. God commanded Abraham to sacrifice his son. The only reference to the sacrifice of the son of Abraham is Surah 37, verse 99 to 107. Okay, are you with me so far? The only reference to the sacrifice of the son of Abraham is mentioned in Surah 37, which reads, "So we gave him the good news of a boy ready to suffer and forbear. Then, when the son reached the age of serious work with him, he," Abraham, "said, 'O my son, I see in vision that I offer thee in sacrifice.'" Now, although this passage does not directly say which son it was, the Quran in this passage indicates that it is the same son whose birth is described as good news. Okay, now focus with me. Just two verses after the mention of the sacrifice, Isaac's birth is mentioned as good news. "Peace and salutation to Abraham," I am quoting, "and we gave him the good news of Isaac. We blessed him and Isaac." This is Surah 37, verses 109 to 113. Also, my Muslim friend, earlier in Surah 11, verse 71, Isaac's birth is foretold as good news. "But we gave her glad tidings of Isaac." Okay? So, just to make sure that you are following me, the only surah that mention the sacrifice of the son of Abraham is Surah 37, which reads, "So we gave him the good news of a boy ready to suffer and forbear. We gave him the good news." So that boy is described as good news. Okay, now, angels announce Isaac's birth as good news. And they, angels, gave him glad tidings of a son. His wife came forward laughing aloud. She smote her forehead and said, "A barren old woman." Surah 51, verses 28-29. So again, the angels announce Isaac's birth as good news. Again, "But we gave her glad tidings of Isaac." Wow. Okay, we have to complete our next program, this topic, and then we'll get into Abraham in depth. Please join me for more as we continue in a moment.
You're listening to Sammy Tanago, founder and president of Glad News for Muslims Ministry. Sammy's calling is 1, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims, and 2, to equip Christians to do the same. The value of a ministry is in the eternal fruits God has enabled the ministry to produce. The proof is in the changed lives. God has been using the messages He inspires Sammy to share to equip His Christian audience. God has also been using the book titled, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, which He guided Sammy to write to equip Christians and to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. We encourage you to examine the evidence on our website, GladNewsMinistry.com. Again, you'll find Sammy's book, videos, contact information for inviting Sammy as a guest speaker, and more at GladNewsMinistry.com. And please, as God guides you, let others know about our unique ministry and radio programs. Now, once again, here's Sammy.
We start talking last program about proving that the son that God commanded Abraham to sacrifice is Isaac, not Ishmael. And we mentioned many evidence to prove that. And let me continue by saying that the Quran is silent and does not identify the son that God commanded Abraham to sacrifice. Because most Muslims think that the Quran said it's Ishmael. Actually, no, the Quran did not say that. One of the most famous and explicit narratives in the Jewish and Christian scriptures is God's command to Abraham to sacrifice Isaac. Of course, we know that from Genesis 22 and Hebrew 11 and James chapter 2. The Quran claims that it was sent by God to confirm the holy scriptures of the Jews and the Christians. That's very clear throughout the Quran. Let me mention as an example, Surah 5, verse 48. So, are you with me? The Quran claims that it was sent by God to confirm the previous holy scriptures which God revealed to the Jews and the Christians. If the Quran had come to correct any errors, as some Muslim scholars claim, the Quran would clearly identify Ishmael as the promised son that God commanded Abraham to sacrifice. You see, some Muslims say the Quran came to correct the outdated or the altered previous holy scriptures. Well, if the Quran came to do that, then the Quran clearly would have mentioned that the holy scriptures that in the hands of the Jews and Christians are wrong on this point, and the promised son that God commanded Abraham to sacrifice is not Isaac as the Bible record, but it was Ishmael. However, the Quran did not do that. Surah 37, which is the only surah to record the story of God's command to Abraham to sacrifice his son, did not mention that the son is Ishmael. Also, it mentions many of the prophets by name, such as Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Moses, Aaron, Elijah, and Jonah. Well, this is very interesting. Why? Because we tell our Muslim friends, if Ishmael were the son to be offered as a sacrifice, why didn't this surah even mention him among the prophets, as it recognized Isaac? Are you with me? Okay, I hope so. The references from the Quran and the evidence I mentioned to you last program strongly suggest that Isaac, not Ishmael, is the son announced by God to be sacrificed. Okay, another interesting fact is God bestowed prophethood on the children of Israel. Of course, we know from the Bible that God loves the Arab people and the Jewish people and all people equally. God is not a racist or prejudiced. God loves all people the same degree of unconditional love and the same desire to save all people. This is very clear, especially in the pages of the New Testament, but also in the pages of the Old Testament. Because even from the beginning, when God chose Abraham, God told him, I will bless you, and through you, all the families of the earth will be blessed. Okay, God desires to have a relationship with every living person on earth. God promised Abraham he would bless his son Ishmael We know that. God told Abraham, and as for Ishmael, I have heard you. I will surely bless him. I will make him fruitful and will greatly increase his numbers. But my covenant I will establish with Isaac, whom Sarah will bear to you. We read these words in Genesis 17, 20, 21. God chose to reveal prophecy to the Jewish people. God is free to choose one person or a group of people and to bless them so through them he can reveal himself and help other people to know him. It is important to read verses in the Quran that confirm the biblical teaching that prophethood was confined to the children of Israel. For example, Surah 45, verse 16 states, "We did aforetime grant to the children of Israel the book, the power of command, and prophethood, and we favored them above the nations." In this verse, the book means the Holy Scriptures. Prophethood means the prophetic line was to come through Isaac's offspring alone. The Quran's words are emphatic, and they point to the superiority of Isaac's role over Ishmael. Surah 29, verse 27 states, "And we gave Abraham Isaac and Jacob and ordained among his progeny prophethood and revelation." That was never said of Ishmael. This verse and others in the Quran are in full agreement with God's words in the Torah. Then God said, "Yes, but your wife Sarah will bear you a son, and you will call him Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him as an everlasting covenant for his descendants after him." Genesis 17, verse 19. Also found in the Torah, Genesis 26, verse 4, and Genesis 28, verse 14, is God's promise to Isaac and Jacob that through their seed, all the families of the earth would be blessed. That promise was fulfilled by Jesus, the Messiah, who came through their lineage. Because through Jesus, God blessed the families of the earth. God chose that his blessings will come through Isaac because he was born through a miracle. The story started when God promised to give Abraham many descendants. Sarah was barren and she decided not to wait for God to fulfill his promise. She thought the way to make that happen was by giving Hagar to Abraham to marry her, and Ishmael was born in the natural way because Hagar was young and not barren like Sarah. However, God spoke to Abraham again that he and Sarah will have a son. Abraham believed in God's word and promise, and Sarah became pregnant, and she gave birth to a son, Isaac, for Abraham in his old age. So God chose Isaac because he came as a result of Abraham's faith in God's power and grace. Hallelujah. Dear Heavenly Father, we surrender our lives to you. We ask you, God, to enable us to be filled with your presence every day. By your grace, guide us, God. Equip us, equip our fellowships, your church, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims. God opened the door for us, doors that no man can shut, to help multitudes of Muslims enjoy your love and your salvation and know who you are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. My Muslim friend, any person who are hearing our program right now and you never put your faith in Jesus that he came to save you from the consequences of your sins, that he came to give you eternal life, he came for the forgiveness of your sin, you can, right now, you can repent of your sins. Tell God, I don't want to live in sin anymore. I don't want to live far from you anymore, God. And you can invite Jesus to come into your heart and put your faith in Jesus alone, my friend, alone, for the forgiveness of your sin. You can pray this prayer after me if you mean it from all your heart. Jesus, I believe in you, that you are my only Savior. You are my Savior from paying the penalty for my sins. Jesus, come into my heart. Make me a child of God. God, I repent of my sins. I don't want to live far from you anymore. I don't want to willingly, intentionally disobey you, God. I want to enjoy your will in my life. I want to enjoy your salvation through faith in Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. Mm-hmm. And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. Thank you for listening. The phone number we share is my personal number, and I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. That number once again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, SAMY at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.